Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scarborough Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two fine fellows, no Saul Bellows.
A.k.a. the Jason and Randy Pods.
Yes. A.k.a. Two Jews, no Harmon Killebrews. A.k.a. Two Jews, no Rod Carews.
A.k.a. I don't know.
Two nice guys, never in disguise.
Okay, here we go. How are you guys? How's everybody doing? So nice to see you. So nice to be back with you. And it is a real joy to bring this content to you on a regular basis.
I enjoy doing the show. I really do. It's cathartic for me.
I like talking to you guys about stuff that's going on and giving our takes on it. And I hope it helps you get through whatever moment it helps you get through.
Right.
You know, that is part of this connectiveness that we all kind of have, is that we try and reach out to you, make you laugh, make you get through something, take a moment, take a breather, take a breath. These shows are about, I don't know, 15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully it just gives you that reset that you need in a comic way. So let's jump into this right away, shall we?
Yeah.
My kids watch Dance Moms, much to my chagrin, okay?
Why?
I don't know why. I hate everyone on there. I hate the guy who's the sound guy. I don't even know why I should hate him.
Do you hate the poor kids who you should be behind?
Yes. Like it's their fault that they can dance. You know what I mean? And that their parents are just crazy attention whores. Like, wouldn't you... I just would run in the opposite direction of
but
this
the kids
crap.
Who are bad on that show.
The kids who suck on that show are the worst. Yes. Okay? They are literally the worst of the worst of the worst.
But you should not root against children. We understand that.
Never root against children. But these kids deserve your derision.
Thank you.
Okay?
I'm here for all of it.
You want to go after these kids? Go for it. Mm-hmm. Since their parents aren't going to teach them a lesson on how to treat other people, it's my job, your job to do so, Jay.
Yes.
But watching that show, you can see how just terribly catty the culture is surrounding dance, gymnastics. I have a kid
anything
in gymnastics,
competitive.
Cheerleading, anything competitive that is
that
judged.
Involves women, girls.
That is judged.
Girls more than boys, but yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It is... The culture, the parents, they propagate all of this stuff.
Yes.
And maybe we just have more time during the pandemic to
observe it, to take it in, to acknowledge it.
To pull off parental bullying of kids, which this next story is about.
Maybe they have more time to do horrible things as parents.
Right.
Maybe.
We have more time to assess it, but they themselves have more time to dig into it.
To be the shitty people that they are.
Yeah. But just because you have the extra time to do something terrible doesn't mean you should do it.
Yeah.
Remember how we said that it's okay to hate shitty kids? Well, it's even more applicable to take down their equally shitty, if not worse, parents.
Okay.
And that's where we are in this story.
Here we go.
A picture is worth 1,000 words, but these images come with criminal charges instead. Guess who wrote it?
New York Post!
Guess who wrote this shit?
New York frickin' Post.
A Pennsylvania mom allegedly made illicit deep fake videos of her daughter's cheerleading rivals on the same team and sent them to their coaches in a bid to get the kids kicked off the team, authorities said.
On her own team.
On her own team. Okay, this wasn't a bring it on scenario or Navarro College.
From cheer.
Cheer against attacking. A rival.
So this isn't like a cheering competition where they're going up against another school and they're trying to take down the competition.
I mean, I get loving your kid and wanting to make sure that your kid is on the squad and getting her time on there. I understand.
But isn't she already on the squad?
She is, but like maybe other girls are ahead of her. Her rivals on the squad. I don't know.
I don't think we
pushing
had
her to succeed. When she needs that extra motivation, that's important. We all have kids who play sports, so we get that.
Right, and I think there is...
The amount of time and effort your kids go.
In most kids, I'm not saying all. I'm saying in most kids, there is a disconnect between their talent and how much they're willing to work to make
that's right.
And it's your job, I think, as parents to try to get them and their coaches to have those two things equal or to have the work you put into it exceed your talent. That's your goal. That's your goal in this situation. However,
I mean, sometimes you want, and you understand this, you want your kids to be better than they want to be better.
Right.
Okay, sometimes you want it more than your
or
kids.
Or if you see your kid excel in something else, you're like, take that same energy and effort and put it into this and you will be amazing.
Now, if you're a person who's living out your dreams through your children,
that's a very different
then
story.
You're going to put a lot more into those yes. moments, okay? That's a lot of emotion not going to your spouse or your other kids, mm-hmm. going to superimposing your own desires on a kid who probably doesn't want it. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to blame this on the amount of time we have these days. Yeah. I want to blame it on the pandemic. With our, we have more time with our thoughts. We have more time with our computers. We can learn how to deep fake people.
Plots emerge over time.
Right. You can hire someone. You can mm-hmm. fully form the plot. Maybe hire a tech person. Maybe right. manipulate that person, okay, mm-hmm. to carry out your deeds. Which, by the way, if you are a tech person that was hired by this woman, you know what you're doing. You are as complicit. You have a responsibility to be like, look, I want to make money, but I can't do this.
I cannot.
I don't care what this woman says that they wanted to do it and they want
there's no amount of money that you could use.
Having naked videos of younger girls vaping, there is no way you can be complete. You are part of the crime now, mm-hmm. unless this woman did it on her own. The false images, which were so expertly manipulated, were known as deepfakes, also sent to at least three girls on the Victory Vipers cheerleading team.
Are they the Victory Vipers or the Victory Vapers?
I think the Victory Vapers after these videos, mm-hmm. with the messages urging the youngsters to commit suicide.
What?
The Philadelphia Inquirer reported, citing Bucks County District Attorney's Office. This woman.
Grown woman.
Or urged another teenage kid to commit suicide. This is the great.
This will be good information for other prisoners in her cell.
Yeah, let's disseminate this out here.
Let them know that she did this to get here.
She's going
to
love a lot of glass to get crushed up in her mashed potatoes as she eats dinner.
I hope so.
Rafaela Spohn, 50. That's our age.
You're older than us.
You're older than us. Was charged with cyber harassment of a child and stands accused of creating a completely false snaps which show the kids drinking and smoking in the nude.
Again,
authorities said.
This is a mother.
Our age. She's a mother who is our age.
Who's raised a child.
Who's watching. Who is watching over this woman? Who? Where is the oversight for this bitch?
No one. Like, who's saying, hey, you've had a box of wine. That's enough for tonight.
Right?
You dummy.
You can't be drinking and deep faking.
That is a recipe for disaster.
The box of wine's going to tell you that that girl on your daughter's team should go commit suicide. And you should be like, no, box of wine. Uh-uh. No, we can't do that.
We don't drink and drive.
You're my best friend.
We don't drink and deep fake. We don't do that.
Okay? No drinking and driving. No drinking and surfing. We aren't going to do that stuff. Spohn was arrested March 4th.
Good.
12 days before St. Patrick's Day, which had to hurt her.
That's her Christmas. That's her Super Bowl.
Right?
Really.
By the way, I don't know if she's a huge drunk. I'm hoping she's a drunk. I'm hoping that
that's
this
almost
woman,
giving her too much credit.
Right?
If she's doing this stone cold sober, she needs to be slapped daily.
There was no indication that her teenage daughter knew what her mother was doing. Of course not. She doesn't talk to her. Mm-hmm. You think she talks to her mother? Mm-hmm. Even the teenage girl knows, like, you don't go near this woman. Like, she cannot wait to get out of this house. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out what happens to this woman who told a teenage girl to commit suicide after creating videos to make her feel that way. This woman needs to go down. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We got a live Dumb People Town coming up on April 10th. So excited about
Saturday
that.
Saturday night, Ryan Sickler, one of the best guests ever in the history of Dumb People Town, comes back, and so do the Cactus Blossoms, one of our favorite bands ever out of Minneapolis.
It's going to be super fun. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com and follow us on Stereo. We do these post-show discussions Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific time. We'd love to have you be a part of it. They've been growing, which I love too. And we're talking about the hottest subject of the day, whatever is like the biggest topic of that the day is recorded. And we try and put a little funny spin on it our take. And we get your thoughts as well. We get to interact with you, which is awesome. Follow us on Stereo, then join the conversations.
Okay.
All right. No indication that her teenage daughter knew what her mother was doing, according to court documents obtained by the paper. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like, Jesus Christ, mom, you're acting like you go to a private school.
Yeah, with this shit.
In July, cops learned that one of the girls had been receiving harassing text messages from an anonymous number, court documents said, and that her coaches were sent photos of her naked, drinking, and vaping. Harassing texts.
From an unidentified number?
That's the easiest thing in the world for the police to trace. Yes. Am I wrong?
Yes.
This woman is like a kid at playing hide and seek.
Standing out in the open with a blanket overhead saying, no one can see me because I can't see anyone.
Just because you can't see other people doesn't mean that the cops can't go find you. Two more girls came forward with complaints about the fake photos showing them in bikinis, which led to cops to investigate the anonymous number, which is probably the easiest and quickest investigation right. ever.
We call the phone company. We are the police. Unblock this number. Tell us who this is.
I love how
they're breaking the law.
She didn't think, she put so much time in the deep fakes, Jay. She didn't think at all how this shit was going to go down. Mm-hmm. In a perfect world, in her mind, photos get sent.
I guess girls commit suicide, right?
In her perfect world.
No one asks any questions and does any digging. They're just like, oh
her
my God.
Daughter advances up the ranks and everyone's happy?
She gets to be at the top of the pyramid, I guess.
I can't believe the New York Post did not use this headline for the article. Pyramid scheme.
What?
Missed opportunity, you numbnuts.
Thank God no one committed suicide. Let me just say that off the top.
Police found the photos in the videos were deep fakes, which appeared to look authentic, but have been digitally altered. Again, what do we think here?
Who did she hire to do this?
Did she hire some nerdy kid and she applied some pressure on that? What dirt did she have on another kid? Did she promise her to whore her daughter out to some nerdy kid just so she could do this stuff?
She doesn't seem like she'd be above that. She does not seem like she'd be above it.
Or did she learn to deepfake on her own? I don't know way this woman figured it out. That is too much work.
No, she looks like a crazy bitch.
The crazy thing is that basically with this last year of high school being online, people don't care about cheerleading. Who has said, you know what I really miss? Yeah. I miss the cheerleading.
Cheerleading is like a thing.
It's going to be like commuting to work. I think when we come back, people are going to be like, do we need cheerleaders? This is in high school. We're not talking about, now I know this is a cheerleading gym, okay?
And maybe I get phased out. I don't know. Maybe just for competitions.
It's just stupid. Investigators traced the number back to telemarketers, followed the data to an IP address. By the way, I bet this took 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Coming from Spohn's home in Chalfont, about 50 minutes from Philadelphia. She's over there in Philadelphia.
It's making problems.
So again, these are the actions of a woman who didn't think the police was going to get involved.
She's out there in Philly going
around telling girls to go commit suicide.
I don't like it.
Who the hell does she think she is? Winnie Dykstra?
I hope she gets sick and dies.
Victory Vipers told ABC News it cooperated with the police during the investigation and that all athletes involved are no longer part of the program. All athletes?
What?
Why are the girls who did... Wait, how come the girls who got defaked? Why are they gone?
Why are we punishing them? Also, we shouldn't even punish this girl.
Also, can we just take a moment about Victory Vipers? What is Victory Vipers? To me, it feels like an illicit snake fighting ring that happens in the back room of a cheerleading.
Or like Snake Charming School, which, by the way, that could be a show. That could be a show on Disney Plus.
Two vipers fight to the death in the pit of like foam bricks while parents lay down good money to watch it. It's more interesting than watching your kid get yelled at cheerleading school. Yes. Right?
Yes. Amen.
So this is a cheerleading gym. So it's one of those gyms like gymnastics gym where kids compete in cheer so they can go to a Navarro college and do that. Victory Vipers has always promoted a family environment. We're sorry for all the individuals involved. Are you? I would be sorry for the people who got deepfaked. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry for the daughter of this woman. Okay. Yes. I'm not sorry for the woman. No. She's involved and I'm not sorry for her at all. Mm. We have very well established policies and very strict anti-bullying policy in our program. It's basically, it's the cheerleading versions of Dance Moms. How much do you want to bet that TLC finds out who this woman is and offers her a show? I bet a producer called her. And the crazy thing.
I bet a producer's already called her.
And people would watch.
And the show's called Deepfake.
People would watch the hell out of it.
Yep.
Show's called Pyramid Scheme.
Deepfake. Pyramid scheme.
Deep fake the pyramid scheme. Mm-hmm. In the end, someone creates, how great would it be if someone created a deep fake that caused her to lose the show?
Oh, that'd be
sweet justice.
Oh, just her going on a racist rant and it's like, you got canceled.
You got deep fake.
Sorry,
girl.
You had your own show and then it got canceled.
Ooh,
sorry.
And that is the show, guys. There stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask, stay distance. We can do this. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.